Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Hello and happy weekend. Frank Rush with another weekend edition of Focus on Community. By the way, quick note for you too. If you can't stay with us through the whole conversation or you want to go back and say, well, what did they say? You can always find our show today posted on our station website as a podcast. You can click on that, download it, or listen to it direct off the website. Our guest today is the director of the Tarot Chamber of Commerce, Kristen Craig, joins today. How you doing?
I am great, Frank. How are you?
Not too bad. So you've been at this job now for all of how many months?
almost 2 months in the bank here.
Yeah, so this is still a fairly new deal for you, isn't it?
It is. I've worked for the Chamber for a long time, but this role of president is new to me. It's been really exciting. A lot of really cool things coming my way, probably more than I even imagined would be happening at this time. So I feel like we've really hit the ground running, but that's a good thing. I still wake up every day wanting to go to work.
Like you said, you've got some history with the Chamber. So how does it feel now to actually know when you get up to say, well, it's really mine to call the shots now. I don't have to wait for somebody else. This is really all on me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. That can be a little daunting sometimes, but hey, it's great. There is so much good stuff happening right now in not just the Chamber, but the community in general. So to be in a position where you can really, make some decisions and help affect that change and make it happen a little bit quicker, it's awesome. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better spot, really.
And that really is the whole goal of the Chamber, is to try to move not only just Tarot. I mean, it's the Tarot Chamber of Commerce, but to move the entire city of Terre Haute, Vigo County, and really the whole Wabash Valley, kind of move everything forward as best you can, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the real goal of the Chamber is, our mission is building business, building community. So one of our first priorities is helping businesses in the area. And exactly like you said, we're talking about businesses in Terre Haute and Vigo County, but we're also talking about businesses throughout all of West Central Indiana, to be frank with you. We have to work together to pursue opportunities, and I think we're getting really good at that. And it's something that you're going to hear more and more of that happening. But that really is the goal of the Chamber. We know we've got to build our business community, and then in turn, that will help build the overall community. So it's a big mission, not going to lie. There's a lot in that, a lot of moving parts, but I feel like we're doing a pretty good job with it.
Here in the past week or so, you just kind of put a spotlight, a very big spotlight, on some recent past successes with the Chamber Dinner, which is a big annual event that everybody and his brother shows up at. All the movers and shakers are there. Tell me a little bit about how the dinner went. I mean, normally it's been at Rose Hallman, but this is the second year now you've had it out at the airport. So tell us a little bit about who was honored and how things went.
Sure. So it's always a great event. It's the Chamber's been around for 106 years. So we've done 106 of these annual meetings in different venues and places over the years. Like you said, we hosted this year's event at the Terre Haute Regional Airport. We were actually out on the apron surrounding the main terminal building, had some really cool planes for people to see, had some planes taking off and doing different things during the event. So it was one really neat to be able to highlight that community asset of the airport, because I think people don't really realize what that is and what we have out there and how busy it is actually. So that was first and foremost one of the really great experiences this year. Secondly, the annual meeting is always a place where we honor a few different people and businesses and organizations that are just really doing great things. So this year there was a Young Leader of the Year, Jared L., who was recognized for his service to the community. Then we awarded a business that has been around for a very long time that I think most people are familiar with, First Financial Bank. They have made some incredible investments in not just our community, but the entire state, and have since moved their business and operations into other states. And again, it's all headquartered here out of Terre Haute, Indiana. And then we also recognize Duke Energy for what they've done in terms of building community and making a grant investment in some projects that will really help with opioid addiction and awareness, and really some things that are going to help us grow our own solution. We've got some workforce shortages that go along with people who work in kind of that addictions field. So Duke is going to partner with Ivy Tech and Hamilton Center and help fill some of those gaps. So it was a really cool evening. It's always great, like you said, to get all those people together. This year, it was great to have them all outside. The weather turned out to be beautiful under some tents. We allow for some networking, to try to keep the program pretty short, which I think everybody's happy about. And you walk away with just a good feeling about not just the chamber, but the community in general. So I'll take it as a success.
Kristen Craig's the director of the Tarot Chamber. She's our guest today. Of course, we talk about all the folks that are there. But as much as you'd like to have every business a member of the chamber, not every business is, but this is a good reason for businesses to rethink that and maybe become a part. If folks want to join up with the chamber, I know you'd be glad to have them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Chamber is a membership-based organization. So in order to keep doing what we do, we need businesses to be a part of that. And, you know, we've got a lot of different things that we offer. We offer some networking. We offer marketing services. We offer ways to get involved in, like, some larger community-shaping initiatives, like the Community Planning Project. So there's a lot of different things, whether you're a business of one or a business of 500 or more, there's a lot of different ways that the Chamber can help support you, your business, and you can help them support the overall community. So we would be happy to have you on board.
You mentioned marketing, and that's one of the things, a new initiative that you guys have just kind of kicked off in conjunction with other folks in the community, and that is to not just market a specific business, but to market Terre Haute as a whole in the Wabash Valley. It's called, like, See You in Terre Haute, if I remember right. And so tell me, what is this all about, and how did this all get started?
Sure. So the Chamber has been working on a strategic plan for the last couple of years. I know it's really exciting stuff there, Frank, but you know, it's good for an organization to have a direction. And so we started looking at some of the big goals that we wanted to change as a Chamber. And they started coming down to things like population growth and getting more investment into our region. And so when we stopped and looked at those goals, we realized these are a lot bigger than just the Chamber itself. These are totally community transformative goals, and we're going to need to have more people in the community involved in the action items necessary to really change those things. And so what started as a internal strategic planning process really morphed into an external community planning process, where we contracted with a local firm, RJL Solutions, and they helped us put together a great plan. It's based on research. It's based on surveys from the community. It's based on forums that we conducted and the feedback we received at those. So it's really something that we sat down and we listened to all the people around us and said, what do you want? What do you need? What does Terre Haute need in order to be the place that we all want it to be? And that's what you're going to see in the results of this community plan. The See You in Terre Haute new brand that came out of that is something that will replace the existing A Level Above brand. And again, it ties directly back into that population growth piece of it. We want people, even if you're a resident here, if you're a visitor, if you're thinking about relocating here, we want people to see that brand, See You in Terre Haute, and think, hey, you know what? They want me there. They want me to think about being a part of that community. Or if I'm already here, people want me to stay here. It's really just about that feeling of inclusiveness, that feeling of warmth, that feeling of comfort that we all know that Terre Haute has, and how can we best share that message with others?
Well, you know, you talk about Terre Haute as a destination. Obviously, if things go as they are planned right now, we'll have a major attraction coming to town. Will be constructed over on the east side, it looks like, maybe in the next year or two, and that's the casino referendum. How's the Chamber feel about that?
You know, the Chamber has been an advocate for the casino from the get-go. We were at the state legislature this past legislative session talking to our elected officials, telling them that as a community, we want a casino, and they listened. And it moved out of the state legislature and, as you said, is now up for referendum this fall. So the Chamber, really, we are still continuing to support the casino. We're really focusing on the get-out-the-vote effort part of it in order for these things to pass and to become part of our community. We've got to have more people out voting at the polls. So that's a really important part of what the Chamber is taking on. And not to mention, we've got another referendum on the ballot this fall. And then there's also, you know, a little mayoral election happening. So people need to get out. People need to realize that that's an essential part of being a part of a community change. It's merely getting out and voting. So that's what you're going to hear the message from the chamber really focus on over the next few months, but we are still very supportive of the casino and what that might mean. And I also have to add, you know, in addition to hopefully a casino, there'll be a new convention center opening downtown, Holman Center being remodeled. We have an incredible opportunity for tourism that I think sometimes we just don't think about or recognize. You know, we already see a lot of sports-related tourism with cross-country and all sorts of different things throughout the year. So this is just another way to continue to capitalize on that momentum.
Here's a question for you when it comes to the casino, the convention center, and all that. What do you see really benefiting? Are we bringing more business to our current businesses, or are we bringing those current businesses more competition by attracting new business to town? Which one do you think we're doing the most of?
Well, it's probably a little bit of both, right? I mean, competition's not a bad thing generally. You know, I think we're going to see opportunities to bring more people, and we're going to need some more businesses. Let's take downtown. You know, there are some existing great coffee shops and restaurants and things like that. But if the convention center really, you know, takes off in the ways that we think it will, we're going to need more. And that's not a bad thing, because there's going to be plenty of people for this to go around and to share in that. But we've got to make sure that we've got all the, you know, businesses in place that can really help support this traffic. So that's a conversation that we're having downtown. Of course, the chamber is the houses the downtown Main Street group. So that's something that we're focusing on, making sure that we can, you know, help those existing businesses there be up to speed on what they need to do to support that traffic and then help grow new investment as well. And I think you're going to see the same thing happen with the casino. Yes, there's already businesses. If it does go on the east side, you know, there are already restaurants and hotels and things out there, but you're going to need more. So I think that we're going to see some additional investment, and I think we're also going to see our existing businesses, you know, step things up a little bit as well to meet the demand.
And of course, this is not just for Terre Haute and Vigo County, because this growth will spill over into the entire Wabash Valley.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when we look at all of West Central Indiana, which is usually when I talk about that, I'm talking about our six counties. So everybody who touches Vigo County plus Putnam as well. You know, we've got an incredible tourism opportunity when you think about that. We've got several really nice downtowns that are all within driving distance of each other. We've got trails in every one of those counties that could very easily be a, you know, a regional trails focus for our area. So there's a lot of big opportunities, and that's why I said it's so important for us to start thinking a little bit more regionally. You know, we don't have the highest centers of population on this side of the state. So sometimes we need to be able to band together with those other counties and push for what's good for all of us.
You know, you mentioned the fact that there's going to be a couple of referendums on the ballot this fall, and it's going to affect business. So as businesses in the community go, how are they feeling about this proposed property tax hike to benefit the Vigo County School Corporation? They're asking for, you know, $7 million tax hike. That's nothing to sneeze at, and it's going to affect not just individual homeowners, but businesses and their property taxes, too. How's the business community looking at that?
You know, I think they're looking at it carefully. It's been a lot of information to digest. The school corporation has done a really great job, and my hat's off to Dr. Hayworth and what he's been able to accomplish in such a transparent manner. He's really getting the information out there, but like you said, it's nothing to sneeze at. This is a lot of information. There's a lot of money at stake here. And so I feel like the business community is really considering that very carefully. However, I will say education is one of the biggest assets a community must have in order to recruit new people, maintain its existing people, you know, get more investment in the region. That quality of life piece, especially when it comes to education, is one of the first thing businesses are looking at. So I think, like I said, the business community, I know the Chamber's Board of Directors is really looking at this issue very carefully to make sure that we understand what the impact is going to be, not just the this referendum with regards to the school corporation, but, you know, there's also several facilities that are going to need some work in the next few years, and so I think we're facing another referendum in a relatively short period of time. So it's something that we're digging in on and really trying to make sure that we have a good handle on, so we can make sure that we can tell the business community exactly how this is going to impact them.
As you say, the Tarot Chamber's been around for over 100 years, and you guys cease to exist if people don't belong. So if there are businesses coming to town or folks that are not members but have been around for a while and would like to be a member, how do they find you guys?
Absolutely. They can give us a call. They can visit our website. They can stop by our office. We are always available for people to come check us out. Probably our website is one of the best ways to get information, and that's simply TerreHauteChamber.com. You know, we try and keep as much information on there as possible. Our news and our blog section is really a big part of that. We have a lot going on, and we do a pretty good job of trying to make sure that that's getting out there for the community to check it out and see what we're all about. Like I said earlier, there's about a million different ways you can engage in the chamber. So, you know, the chamber's always used to be known for, you know, a couple of networking events here and there. We're really into some big community transformative kind of things. And so we need more people to help support our mission and help support our efforts to make all that happen.
And not only that, but if you want to be a part of it, if you want your voice to be part of what shapes our future, this is how you do that. You just don't sit back and complain about it and say, gee, I wish they would have done this. Well, you need to step up to the plate and tell people that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the old adage is so true. You can either be part of the problem or you can be part of the solution. And we are at a point right now in our community where we have so much opportunity. We have so much forward momentum. And yes, there are decisions that need to be made. And exactly like you said, Frank, if you want to be part of those decisions and you want to be part of that solution moving forward, then you got to throw your hat in the ring. You've got to get in there. You've got to be part of something. Investing in the chamber is a great way to make that happen and really let your voice be heard.
Kristen Craig is the director of the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce. If you missed part of our program today, you want to hear more about what we talked about, go back and find it. Just go to our station website, listen to the podcast there. And if you want to reach Kristen, just reach out to her through the Terre Haute Chamber's website, and they would love to have you become involved. That's a check of what's going on around the community this week. I'm Frank Rush. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.